Hello and welcome to our weekly podcast from Faith Point Church, Auckland, New Zealand. We hope you will encounter God afresh in this week's teaching segment. If you enjoy this podcast and would like to hear more, then you can visit us at www.faithpoint.org.nz. And now for today's message.
All right, everybody. Well, today, the topic of my message is, I hear you. Listening to understand. Listening to understand. So in James 1, 19 to 20, this is the best piece of listening advice or relationship advice ever, I reckon. It says, my dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. So quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. That's pretty logical, isn't it? I have to be honest with you. I was always slow to listen, fast to speak, and also fast to become angry. I was just super impatient, and I really did not know how to listen to people. And so I had problems in my relationships. But since then, God has been gracious, and he's taught me, and the people around me have taught me that, yes, I need to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and therefore I will be slow to become angry. And that's so true. So I learned how to actively listen. So what is active listening? Active listening is listening to understand, to respond, and to speak into what you've understood of the other person. That's active listening. Easy to say, but hard to do. And, you know, we all love to be listened to. And look at all the reasons why. We're wired for relationships. We're wired for connection. We're wired to emotionally connect with others and to bond with others more deeply. It's how we feel loved and understood and cared about. It's how we connect deeper, as I said before, with the other person by letting them into our world. So if I find someone is listening to me, then I'm more likely to open up my heart and talk about the deeper things. If I feel that they're a good listener, they're sincere, and they're not judging me, they just want to listen to me. And you might agree too, talking to someone else helps process our feelings. And we all need to process our feelings. Sometimes we can do it with God. Sometimes we can do it with ourselves. And sometimes we just need another person that we trust in to talk out our feelings to, so that we become more clearer. And that leads to my next point. We can get more clearer by talking things out. I know I do. I'm an external processor. Some of you are internal processors. But sometimes you just need to, you know, just share things and, you know, not necessarily to get advice, but as you share, you get clearer. And also sharing our pain and burdens helps us to feel that we're supported and not alone. One of the reasons why people do feel alone is that they feel like, I can't talk to anyone. And so if you feel like you've got to keep things to yourself, even you're talking to God, even if you're talking to God, but if you think that you have to keep things to yourself and you cannot talk to anyone about it because nobody understands, then you will feel isolated and alone and cut off. So these are the reasons why we all want to be listened to. It's true, eh? Now, there's in our homes, there's always, there's sometimes conflict, not always. You know, there's maybe people in your friend groups or family groups that you find that, man, my conversations with them are so shallow. Why is that? Why do they never open up? And these might be some of the reasons. They fear being judged, criticized, or rejected. There are built-up unresolved issues that no one's talking about. There's a fear of strong negative reactions. Say if I'm going to share something, they might just react really badly, so I don't want to share. There's a lack of trust in the relationship. This is a huge one. You might find that somebody you really want to ask and listen to that don't want to share because actually there's no trust there. Well, trust can be built up. Trust can be earned back. There hasn't been enough quality time spent with that person. So maybe that person doesn't know you very well, or you don't know them very well. So how can they trust you? And they have experienced hurtful or offensive situations before when they opened up to someone they trusted. So these might be some of the reasons when you're thinking, well, I really want to talk to this person. I really want to see what's going on. I want to see what's happening with them. But, oh, man, they always have a shallow answer for everything. So why don't we, you know, if you face these situations, then pray into it. And you will find that once you start to listen to them and ask them and be just non-judgmental with them, you'll find that they'll open up slowly. They might open up a bit, but as you keep going and listening to them and you demonstrate that you can be trusted, then they'll open up more. Yes. Right. So let's look into some of us have, we might have wrong ideas about what listening is. So I'm going to look at what listening is not first. And these are all the things I used to do that I used to be really good at, but I wasn't listening. I thought I was listening. So number one, listening is not self-focused. It is not about you. It is not about me. It's not about how much I have to say. It's not about how much I know to tell you. It is about the other person. Listening is not being interruptive. I know we have something we want to hear, share, but it's not about me. It's about listening to the other person and waiting until they're finished, and then we can reflect back. And it's not giving advice, answers, or solutions. So some of it could be very cultural, you know, in some of our cultures, we think that we can talk at a person and give them advice and answers and solutions. And we think, yeah, I've listened really well, but that's not listening. And it's not teaching at the person. So when they've done talking, you're like, okay, let me teach you something. Let me show you something. This is the right way of doing it. It's not lecturing at a person. That's similar to teaching. It's not shaming. It is not putting them down and criticizing them after you've heard something that may have triggered your emotions, that may have triggered your insecurities, that may have triggered some unresolved issues. And it is also not agreement. So don't, maybe some of us are afraid to ask the questions because we think as we listen, as we're silent, but we're just taking in what the other person's saying, we think that, oh no, I might be agreeing with them. No, it's not agreement. You are just showing that you want to hear their side, their point of view, and you want to understand where they're coming from. And from there, God may give you some insight. He may give you some wisdom to speak into them when they're done talking or sharing, or if they ask you. So this is what listening is not. Let's keep that in mind, because we'll find if we do these things, are we going to have conflict, more conflict in our relationships? It could just, our conversations could blow up or clam up the other person. So let's look at what listening is. It's just very brief, and I've just summarized it. Listening is others focused. So when you're preparing to listen to someone else, you must be thinking about them. You want to get to know them. You want to get to know what's on their heart. You want to get to know what's bothering them. And you want to really tune into that. And listening is being patient. So if I'm very impatient, I will be interruptive. You know, I will be like, here's my answer back to you. Listening does require us to be very, very patient. Quick to listen, slow to speak. That requires patience, eh? Listening is being curious. So the more curious you are when you're trying to understand the other person, you will come up with some really good questions, and you will keep asking questions. I love asking questions. That's all I do, to the point that now if people ask me a question, I'm so not used to it. And I'll be like, oh, let me think about that. I have to think about how am I going to answer, because I'm so used to asking the other person questions. And listening is showing empathy. If you truly want to connect and understand the other person, you must have empathy. And it's something that we can develop as we get into people's hearts. We will start to have empathy. I think empathy is best shown when you have been through that situation yourself too. So you really understand the pain. You understand why they are, how they are today. Listening is showing understanding. So yeah, the more you listen, the more you want to hear what they're saying behind their words even, you're showing that you understand. And listening is respecting the other person. So if we want to show respect, I think this isn't like in our marriages, say, there's a lot of disrespect can happen because we take each other for granted so much, and our families too. If we want to show respect to the other spouse or the other person, the fastest way is learn how to listen to them, how to ask empowering questions, how to ask questions to open them up. And that way they'll feel respected because you're putting them first and you're trying to understand them. I've said understand a lot, eh? That's what active listening is really about, understanding the other person, knowing where their heart is at. So now that's all good. So how do we go about then actively listening to the other person and put into practice what James says, being quick to listen and slow to speak, quick to listen and slow to speak? Well, first of all, we have to think about ourselves first, to prepare ourselves to listen well to the other person. So prepare yourself physically, make sure you're not hungry, because if you're hungry, you'll be like, you're listening to them and go, oh no, I need to eat now, excuse me, sorry. And you go out and reach for that burger or cookie or whatever. So prepare yourself physically, make sure you're comfortable, well-fed, well-watered. And so you're prepared, you know, to spend that time to listen to the other person. Make sure you're emotionally prepared as well. So if you have unresolved issues, you want to deal with those and make sure you're calm and cool as much as possible before you approach the other person. And you might want to prepare questions to ask them, like, what do I want to know about this person as I go into this meeting time with them, as I go into this conversation with them? You know, what can I ask them? You can prepare those questions as well ahead of time. And obviously, prayerfully pray for them. Prayer is very, very important because it's God who changes their hearts. It's God who deepens what, if anything, you have to say into them, into their hearts. Number two, make the time and space to listen. So, you know, going to a really busy cafe or while they're really busy doing something is not the right time to talk. So you have to choose the right time, the time where they're not busy, they're not distracted, and where you're not busy or distracted, and the space. So maybe a quieter room, maybe somewhere in the park, somewhere where you're going to minimize distractions. And I always put my phone away. I never have my phone with me. If I intend to have a really deep conversation with the other person, I always put my phone on silent, and I always put it away. So make sure you do that. Number three, so to listen well to the other person, you always start with an open-ended question. So it's not about, hey, you know, I want to listen to you out and blah, 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 and look what I did today, you know, organize this time for you. It's not that. So make sure it's very simple. You just start with an open-ended question. And we all know what open-ended questions are. Number four, you got to stay present and focused and attentive. So even if you are finding it very hard to be, you must aim to be. So kind of looking into their eyes sometimes and make sure that they know that they have your attention. Again, not being distracted and not losing concentration. I know sometimes it's hard when the other person is going on and on, but there's a way to do that. So sometimes you do have to interject and ask another question. And so that's how, you know, you... So because some people or some of us, we love to ramble, right? We just go on and on. We don't know how to stop. And sometimes you do have to interject with another question. And that's how you turn that conversation around or in another direction. And because you only have so much concentration and time too, right? Also, what watch your own body language, tone of voice, and gestures. Yes. So you do need to be self-aware of how your body language is and your tone of voice and gestures, because sometimes they speak more than your words. So make sure you're not being intimidating with folding your arms and, you know, defensive. And your tone, while you want to be gentle, is really harsh and overpowering. So you really want to look at that and observe that and make sure you prepare that well and you're aware of that. And number six, do the same with the other person. Watch their body language, their tone of voice, and their gestures. You know, are they being defensive? As they're talking to you, what they're saying may not match their body language, tone of voice, or gestures. That means they mean something else. They mean something deeper. So when you observe that, then listen into that. And then you maybe come up with another question to ask them to go deeper beyond what they're saying, because what they're saying with their body, their tone of voice, and gestures is completely different. And number seven, after they finish sharing, instead of responding with advice or a lecture or talking at them, you want to respond more with questions. So that's how you go deeper with the other person, by responding with another question that's more like, so, you know, more that more doubt dives into their heart or their feelings, or how did you feel about that? So things like that. Yeah, that's simple, isn't it? but it takes a lot of practice, a lot of, that's the thing I've got to now, practice. Just actually outworking the word of God and all our relationships, because we can know so much and we can know everything and have not a lot of knowledge, but we don't actually change. We don't actually realize how true God's word is, how good God's word is, how great his word is, and that actually his word works until we put into practice what his word says. So practice every day in small ways. Practice with your spouse, practice with your family members, practice in your workplace, practice with whoever you're around. Practice, practice, practice. And then it gets into us, it gets into a habit, it changes our character. And that's what we want, don't we? We want long-term change. We don't want to just, oh, I'll just do this on them and yeah, see if they open up and then that'll fix the problem. We are into so many quick fixes sometimes, but it's more about habits and a lifestyle that we want to aim for, that affects real change in us and in our relationships and in the person around us. So, also going back to practice, I have a challenge for you guys. So why don't you do that with the people around you in your homes with your spouse? If you're not already, some of you might be really, really excellent listeners, maybe really good at active listening. You may have, you know, everyone loves to talk to you. So why don't you just start with asking them a question, an open-ended question, and then here's the challenge. Don't talk back, don't interrupt, and don't give them advice back, and only respond with questions. I've done this exercise before. It's harder than you think, because our tendency is to say, well, that's not right. You know, this is, oh, here, let me share my opinion with you. Or how about this? How about the solution? How about that? So you're going to find that it's very hard. So why don't you just, this challenge will maybe help you in the right direction of being a good active listener. So just ask the questions, listen, respond with another question. That's it. See how you go, and then get your feedback from the other person. Well, how was my listening? How did you find that? And then, yeah, that would be good to get feedback, eh? All right. So here, finally, just finishing now. I hope that's been helpful for all of us. Here are some discussion questions in our breakout rooms. Honestly, do use these questions, because I think we should be intentional in our breakout rooms. So how can I tell if I'm a good listener or not? You can talk about that. What can I improve? What can I do to improve how I listen to others? And who can I build deeper connections with this week by listening to them? You'll be so surprised. You can move from shallow conversations to deeper conversations by being an active listener and therefore showing the love of God to other people. You know, God listens to us all, doesn't he? Isn't he the best listener? How often do we pray? How many people pray at once? And God is just listening. And of course, the other side of it is that as you're listening, the Holy Spirit may direct you to speak into what you've understood, to speak into what the person shared. And wouldn't it be great when we speak truth that brings life and truth that changes, turns the person around, and truth that takes down those lies that sometimes they are tied down with. Yeah, so God bless you, and may the Lord help you. May the Holy Spirit help you to be an active listener, to show God's love to other people, and so that you can speak truth into them. Well, when you've listened to them, they're ready to listen to you too.